Flowers for Algernon, Disc 2.
April 3rd. Finished Robinson Crusoe. I want to find out more about what happens to him, but Miss Kinnean says that's all there is. Why? April 4th. Miss Kinnean says I'm learning fast. She read some of my progress reports, and she looked at me kind of funny. She says I'm a fine person, and I'll show them all. I asked her why. She said, "Never mind, but I shouldn't feel bad if I find out that everybody isn't nice like I think." She said, "For a person who God gave so little to, you did more than a lot of people with brains they never even used." I said that all my friends are smart people, and they're good. They like me, and they never did anything that wasn't nice. Then she got something in her eye, and she had to run out to the ladies' room. While I was sitting in the teaching room waiting for her, I was wondering about how Miss Kinnean was a nice lady, like my mother used to be. I think I remember my mother told me to be good and always be friendly to people. She said, "But always be careful, because some people don't understand, and they might think you're trying to make trouble." That makes me remember when Mom had to go away, and they put me to stay in Mrs. Leroy's house, who lived next door. Mom went to the hospital. Dad said she wasn't sick or nothing, but she went to the hospital to bring me back a baby sister or a brother. I still don't know how they do that. I told them I want a baby brother to play with, and I don't know why they got me a sister instead, but she was nice, like a doll. Only she cried all the time. I never hurt her or nothing. They put her in a crib in their room, and once I heard Dad say, "Don't worry, Charlie wouldn't harm her." She was like a bundle, all pink and screaming sometimes that I couldn't sleep. And when I went to sleep, she woke me up in the nighttime. One time, when they were in the kitchen and I was in my bed, she was crying. I got up to pick her up and hold her to get quiet the way Mom does. But then Mom came in yelling and took her away, and she slapped me so hard I fell on the bed. Then she started screaming, "Don't you ever touch her again! You'll hurt her! She's a baby! You got no business touching her!" I didn't know it then, but I guess I know it now, that she thought I was going to hurt the baby because I was too dumb to know what I was doing. Now that makes me feel bad, because I would never have hurt the baby. When I go to Dr. Strauss's office, I gotta tell him about that.